Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our favorite hour of the week. It is the 5 o'clock hour on a Friday afternoon. Happy Festivus Friday. We'll get to the calls here in just a moment. But you, sir, get the honorary first grievance of this week.
Well, my overarching grievance is that I am a full-blown Dr. Rick commercial because this grievance will solidify that. Growing up in Kansas City, we had the two-bag rule.
Yep.
You had a recycle bin. You put your recycle out. You put two bags out for trash. I experienced my first trash day as a homeowner in the city limits of Kansas City once again. And in the last couple of years, they rolled out the trash bins, right? In Johnson County, they pull up with their truck. The little arm comes down, picks up the bin, dumps it. Nobody has to get out of the truck. This morning, I'm in the yard being an old person homeowner doing yard things. And the trash truck comes by. And the guy still has to get off the back of the truck, except for now, instead of just grabbing the bags, which are laying perfectly on the curb for him to fling them into the back of the truck, he has to open the bin and then reach down into the bin to grab the bags out to throw them in the truck. Can we get these guys a fork? Anyway, that's my grievance.
Okay.
I need a trash fork.
Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. And please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, we got a couple lines open if you want it. 913-586-7798. We will start at the top with Sharon in Olathe. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing very well, thank you.
Good, happy Friday.
Yes, thank you. You too.
Yeah. Well, I have a huge gratitude, and it'll make me well up just thinking about it and telling the story. But my son-in-law, who has played golf, he played for Wake Forest, and then he went on the nationwide tour forever, met my daughter at the Omaha Classic 20-some years ago. Anyway, he qualified for the U.S. Senior Open in June. At the Broadmoor, and I'm so excited for him. I can't even hardly stand it. I wish I could be there, but anyway.
Good for him and good for you.
Yeah, he's just a wonderful person, and I'm so excited for him. Well, so anyway, that is my gratitude.
Okay. Sharon, have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right, be well. 586-7798. Lines are open if you want them. Barbara in Leawood. Hello, Barbara.
Hello. How are you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
So I'm going to tag a little bit on Brian Busby and Dana's discussion about weather labels and alerts and terms.
Warnings and watches, yes.
Yes. I have been very, very frustrated with one of the TV stations for over a year. Some of the stations have, we're going to have an impact day or we're going to have a weather alert day. But one of the stations says we're going to have a warm day, meaning kind of flippantly it's going to be a rainy or a snowy day. I take offense that warm means something important to us Midwestern residents, and it means take cover. And I just don't think they should be using that on a weekly, daily basis to give us the weather.
Okay. Barbara, good grievance. I hadn't noticed that, so I don't know. I have a guess on which channel it is. It's the one I don't normally watch. Scott in Kansas City. Hello, Scott.
Hello. First, I had a kind of a small grievance because you were kind of a bit wrong when you're talking about Rick Derringer, that he was solo when he did Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo. The song with the McCoys was Hang on Sloopy. And also, he played guitar in Edgar Winter's Frankenstein and Free Ride. But my grievance is with the grocery store kind of sales, when they have their cereal on sale, either one has their own brand or like the other main chain has their discount brand. They don't ever have the plain shred wheat on part of the sale. It's always just the frosted version for some weird reason. Never the plain shred wheat. I don't know why they do that, but they just do.
Can I maybe clarify that for you?
Yes.
Usually grocery stores will put things on sale that they either have too much of or that don't normally sell as much.
Yeah, and I don't think the regular shred wheat would actually sell, you know.
Okay. All right, man. All right, well, you're in. 913-586.
I have a gratitude.
7798. This is not Gratitude Friday.
Scott just made me feel less old. I've been feeling old all week long, and I did not expect a grievance about frosted wheat.
Man needs his fiber.
I love it. I love frosted wheat, too.
He wants to be regular, if you know what I mean. 913-586-7798. We do have a couple of open lines, so if you want to get on the air, this is your chance. 586-7798. Alex in Brookside. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
I've got a lot of grievances with KCMO, but specifically I'm calling in because when they put out the new recycle bins, they don't have the instructions on the top in multiple languages. It's just in English.
What are the instructions? I don't live in Kansas City, Missouri.
About what's allowed in the recycle bins and what is not allowed.
Oh. Well, how many languages do you want to put on there?
At least two, at least Spanish. I work for property management and had to go through about six recycle bins that have been just, I don't want to describe what it was.
Okay. And
that's it.
All right. Well, my grievance is reports/rumors that I've always heard. I'm assuming they are true, that most of the stuff that you put in that recycling bin never ever gets recycled. They really look for aluminum and certain paper products.
That is not a rumor. That is true.
And that's it.
And if that aluminum has not been rinsed out, they don't take that either.
Well, how are they going to know? If it's a can.
They can.
Are they look in it?
Yeah.
Huh. 913-586-7798. David in Briarcliff. Hello, David.
Yes, sir. As I'm driving, I see an illustration of part of my grievance. There just seems to be a general breakdown in, like, people not understanding how things work or just deciding that they're not going to follow those rules. People not registering their cars. There was a car in front of me that is not a new car, but somehow has a temporary tag that expired a month ago, and for some reason those are just become more common. I lost count of the amount of times people are backing into angled parking spaces and then just driving down the wrong way in an aisle. And then for whatever reason, more recently, I've noticed at the grocery store or any kind of anything involving a cart, people are starting to, it's somehow worse than just leaving your cart in the parking lot. They're taking their stuff out of the cart itself in like the entrance or exit, and then just leaving the cart there to just sit in the entrance or, you know, exitway, mm-hmm. and then their bags with them, where it's like, this is somehow worse than if you just left it in the parking lot. But just a couple of different examples of, I don't know, for some reason, we as a society have just, or at least a number of people in our society have just forgotten how things work.
Okay. All right, David. That's a good one. 913-586-7798. John, Jenny, Gary, and the others. Hang tight. We'll get with all of you in just a moment. 586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
To the phones we go for more grievances. John in Blue Springs. John, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are we doing tonight?
We are doing well. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, my grievance is the news channel. There's so much coverage about the stadiums going on. It's all you're hearing about, and everybody's so freaked out about them leaving Jackson County. But you know, I lived in Jackson County my whole life, been paying taxes, and the Chiefs. You get to buy the tickets a day early at face value. And the Royals, you don't get any perks for being a Jackson County resident. And you can't even watch ball games in Jackson County because most of them are on pay-per-view.
And your argument is what? That
if they want to leave, let them leave. You know, we're paying all this money so they can, you know, NFL and Hunt family and all of them can make all this big money. Let them reinvest some of this money they've earned over the years in keeping themselves here.
I hear your point, but wouldn't there have to be, and I'm not challenging your grievance at all, I'm just trying to have a conversation with you. Wouldn't there have to be some sort of financial gain for the city, for the county, to have the teams in the county? Because otherwise, why would anybody want a professional franchise? I mean, Kansas has all but bent over backwards trying to steal the Chiefs away from Jackson County. There must be a financial benefit that would come with the Chiefs moving.
There is a financial benefit, but who all's getting it? You know, Jackson County is the one subsidizing all the money, but you look see how many of the season ticket holders are from out of Jackson County on the Kansas side. You know, they're not paying for the building; they're just paying to go watch the games. So why does Jackson County have to, you know, subsidize all of it, and the other county just gets the benefits of coming over here and using our roads and going to our games?
Okay. All right. I would only counter that, and this is, again, not a challenge, but if the Chiefs move to Wyandotte County, for example, which is a possibility, I would imagine in that case, the same argument would be made that most of the cars in the parking lot are going to have a J-O on the license plate and not a W-Y. There has to be a benefit. How much? I have no idea. I don't know what the Chiefs mean financially to Jackson County, other than there has to be a plus, not a minus attached to it.
At least 10 nights. Why? I don't want to challenge his grievance.
I'm not challenging. I'm just...
At least 10 nights a year, there is a large influx of money through this newfangled thing we call sales taxes.
And that's right. And every beer that's sold comes with a city sales tax on it.
And my grievance is us for borderline challenging his
grievance. It was a borderline challenge. I'll give you that.
Yes.
Jenny in Smithville. Jenny, hello.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
Of course.
Okay. So please don't get mad at me. But the frequent callers or like the heads of fan pages, honestly, I find them really annoying. Kind of like that teacher's pet thing where I feel like they're just constantly sucking up. And honestly, they're not an expert at everything. There's no reason to call.
Hmm. Okay. I'm not going to challenge your grievance because I know many of them and I like many of them. But Jenny, you have been heard. Gary in Parkville. Gary, hello.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
I totally agree with the guy that was talking about the football team.
Okay.
There are a lot of cities that don't pay for teams, but that's not my grievance. My grievance is with Zipper Merge, and why don't we have better signs? Why aren't there signs out there that show two cars coming into one lane instead of this your lane gives out and some guy tries to run up and cut you off because he thinks your lane's giving out? Nobody understands the whole concept of this.
I don't dispute a thing that just came out of your mouth. Tell me if you think this idea would work, because I've thought this for a long time, and I already know the answer. It wouldn't work. But kind of like when the State of the Union is on, you know, the president, whoever that person happens to be, is giving their speech at the State of the Union. It's carried on ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, regular, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, and probably a handful of others, right? You can't get away from it. What we ought to do in this town is set aside a night, you know, say it's going to be this coming Monday night at 7:30, and every able-bodied driving individual in this city has to sit in front of their television, turn it on, and somebody would give them a tutorial on how to work a Zipper Merge. And you have to watch it.
Or at least, you know, put it on the driving test. My grandson took the driving test a year ago, and it doesn't have a Zipper Merge. My dad failed 3 months ago. He's 83 or whatever he is. And he's like, well, that means there's this thing looks like a Zipper Merge. And he's like, well, that means there's a car coming into this lane. And I'm in this lane, there's a car coming out. Mm-hmm. And what's that mean? Well, I don't know. It means there's a car coming in. He failed. it was the third one he failed, but it was a sign, and he couldn't remember the word merge.
There needs to be a test on the Zipper Merge, Gary, and on the roundabout.
I like roundabout, though, so we won't even go into that. So.
Now, Gary, I do agree that we need new signs, and thankfully we had a previous caller on the Dana and Parks program who already hammered out the phrasing for us.
It's called a Zipper Merge, you idiots. Zipper Merge.
I love it.
Gary, have a great weekend, buddy.
You too.
All right, let's go to Tina on line 5. Hello, Tina.
Hello.
Hi.
So, you know the road maintainers that road maintain, I guess, the county line roads?
Yeah, the road maintenance workers, yeah.
Yeah. They don't really help, do they?
What do you mean?
I feel like they make it worse than when they don't do it. Because, like, the road's already straight and then they bump it out.
I guess I'm a little bit confused on what you're talking about. Can you be more specific?
So, like... when they plowed the road and then some of them, the gravel, I guess, goes into the other sides, I feel like the holes get bigger.
The potholes?
Yes.
Oh. Yep. Oh, all right. I don't know, but okay. Colin in Overland Park. Hello, Colin.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing really well. Thank you for asking, my friend.
So I am a gig delivery driver.
What delivery driver?
Gig, like food gig.
Yeah,
delivery.
Okay. Yep.
And sometimes people depending on the app, will tip a certain amount, but then after an hour or so, they will reduce it by over 50% just so they can get their order delivered.
Oh, so that you're saying they put a higher tip in the beginning to get you to get to their house quicker, but on the way to your house, they drop down the tip amount.
Exactly.
Huh. Do you ever ask them why?
We're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's a big scheme.
Can you explain it to me? How can you reduce the tip once you've already put it in?
So it depends on what app you're using. Some apps let you do it. Other apps do not. Okay. But a lot of drivers will take orders based on the tip amount. And so if you say, hey, I have this, like, let's use Instacart, for example. I have this $200 grocery order. I'll tip you $60 to pick up my groceries and get them to me in a timely fashion, right?
Yeah.
The theory behind being able to adjust the tip amount is if they show up with, say, they're missing 20 items or whatever, and they miss the drop-off time by 30 minutes. You have a justified reason at that point to drop the tip or lower the tip because they were late, they forgot items. That makes sense, right?
Yeah, sure.
But what people are doing, because they allow you to do that, they are baiting the drivers by saying, hey, I'll give you a $75 tip to go pick up my order. That drivers will fight over that order, trying to swipe on their app as fast as they can to accept that order. And then they go, they pick up the product. And as they're driving to the house to drop it off, they get an update that says the tip just dropped to $5.
Really?
And so all of a sudden, instead of $75,
that is a cold-blooded thing to do to somebody. $5.
And they do it all the time.
And they know it, and that's why they do it.
Yeah, my brother-in-law drives for these gig companies, and happens all the time.
Hey, Aaron, on line two. Hello.
Hey, so my grievance is that first time or not often callers call and complain about people that call in often to help keep the show moving along and don't know how talk radio works.
I had a feeling that either you or Jacob were listening.
Hey, you guys have a wonderful weekend, and hopefully the weather stays good. Goodbye.
Okay, partner. Goodbye.
We love you, Aaron.
I do not mind they're frequent callers. They don't bother me at all. And I'll just say this, you know, I don't care who calls. Just be cool, be informative, be interesting.
And if you can, be funny.
Yeah. If you can be funny, that's even better. Just don't be a jerk. Have something to say. Have a take. And be cool. That's all. Jared and Raymore, before we get to the break. Jared, hello.
Well, I can't guarantee the cool part, but I'll try to be funny.
All right.
But, hey, my issues with a lot of mechanics, body shop guys, everybody I know, if you're out there listening, you know what I'm talking about. But the average consumer, for quite frankly, is just disgusting with their cars. If you know that somebody has to clean it after we service it or repair it, whatever it is, I mean, fingernails, food, hair, vomit.
Oh.
Why? What and who are raising these people to leave it in their car and drive around in it?
Mm-hmm.
People, be clean, be better, be thoughtful. Don't be nasty. Nobody likes it.
I love your grievance, Jared. I opened the passenger door on a good acquaintance's car the other day, and I am kind of a clean freak. And my car's not perfect. You know, we could probably use a little armor all this weekend. But I opened the passenger door of my acquaintance's car, and I damn near threw up.
Yeah,
I know exactly what you're talking about. Hey, have a great weekend, okay?
You too, bud.
All right, man. Be well. And you were cool. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. We have a handful of lines open. We'll get you on the air before the end of the hour, the end of the show. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. We are open for business on this Festivus Friday, and a couple lines still remain open at 913-586-7798. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
We have a great and completely original grievance on the text line. Maybe this grievance happened before I joined the program, but I have never heard this one before. My grievance is new development construction signs. The big sign always says who is doing the work and the bank that is financing the work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. What are you building?
Yeah, that's a great one.
I don't care who's building it. I want to know what's being built.
That's right.
That is a great grievance, 5035.
In fairness, right down the street from my house, it had said that the lot had sold. This is in a commercial area near my house. And they said that the lot had sold on the sign. And I'm like, to the texter's point, I'm like, great. To whom?
Yeah. Can you tell me what's going to go there?
We just found out it's going to be a Westlake Ace Hardware.
That's a great piece of information to have.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to it now. Lucy in Lee Summit. Hello, Lucy.
Hey, happy Friday.
Same. I'm
a frequent caller, teacher's pet here.
Glad to have you.
I was just going to say that I don't feel like you guys have teacher's pets because I feel like you answer the calls as they come in. And I know that you do that because you go in order.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I've had to wait online for 35 minutes at a time if I want to stick around and give my comments.
Mm-hmm.
So my grievance is with the grievance from before. I'm not challenging. I know there are a lot of us frequent callers, but I feel like there's a lot of new callers that get in. You just got to wait in line,
you're
line leader.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of inside baseball, Lucy, since you are a pretty regular caller. Your line on my board here is currently red. That indicates to me that I have gone to you and you're on the air, right?
Right.
Amy is next, and she is orange. Everybody else is green unless Sam is talking to you and your line is white.
Right.
And so I know that when I hang up with you here in a sec, I'm going to go to Amy, and then I think Gabe is going to turn orange. As soon as because Amy's going to turn red as soon as I click her line, and then Gabe is going to turn orange. That's how it works.
Right. It shows you who's been waiting
the longest.
Longer.
That's right. Unless you're just had this incredible take, right? And we've got to get you on the air right now, or you were involved in whatever it was that we're talking about, and we want to get a firsthand report, if you will. Sam will whisper in my ear because he's in another room. He'll say, you know, go to Jim. He was actually there when it happened, or something like that.
So
that's how you get bumped up out through the line.
Can I do my grievance real quick?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So people that live on the corners of blocks, and we've been doing this no-mow May. I don't know if you guys have heard about that.
No.
That's fine.
That's terrible.
People let their grass seed reseed itself.
Okay.
And I don't know. There's all kinds of stipulations on no-mow May. But anyway, if you live on a corner of a block and there's low visibility anyway, cut your freaking grass. It's like, it makes me so anxious to pull up and then think I see a car, but then I didn't. That was just the wind blowing in the freaking bushes that are 2 feet down the street and you can't even see the dang roadway.
Okay. Lucy, you are in. Thank you. Amy, your line is now red.
Oh, isn't that exciting? So glad to learn that I was orange. And anyway, my grievance is people who run up to pet a dog without asking first.
Mm.
I have one of those cute corgi dogs, but he is unpredictable and he may bite somebody. And I've had people just run up immediately and put their hand out and he jumps up and nips at him and then they get mad at me. Even though my dog is on a leash.
Oh, that's a great grievance. And one I've never heard before. Amy, thank you for it.
Yep, have a good night, guys.
You do the same. Have a good weekend.
A pro tip, get a dog that looks like a killer but is the sweetest dog in the world, and nobody will ask to pet your dog.
You mean like a Rottweiler
or
a pit bull?
English Pointer. That's ripped.
Is your English Pointer ripped?
Barb is ripped.
Probably because of all the exercise it's had in killing bunnies.
Okay.
Gabe in Independence. Gabe, hello.
Yes, sir. Yeah, love your show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I want to pile on and have a grievance with a particular guy at MoDoc. Can't name him, of course. The zipper merge problem. I have talked to him about this. He's not in traffic, but he is up in the highway department and planning things. And he says it's going to be worse in 2027. All the things that are coming on I-70, that is, excuse me. So with all the construction, now here's the deal. He blames the drivers for not knowing how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to agree with the previous caller. The signs are wrong. There's no merge zone. And your suggestion, Scott, was spot on. Have a big public service announcement. So thanks, Greg McCall.
You bet. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate that. I don't know what more Dana and I and Sam can do to educate the public regarding the zipper merge other than what we've already done. For whatever reason, people just don't want to get it. And maybe it's because, in fairness, not everybody in this town, although we would love it, but not everybody in this town listens to this show. And so a lot of people do, but not everybody.
We've beaten that horse to death and brought it back to life and over and over and over again.
Time will tell if this city will ever get it figured out. We have a number of open lines if you want to get in. 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Gar, I believe is how you pronounce it, Gar in Platte County. Hello?
Yeah. Hi. Yeah. My grievance is, hi. Sorry.
That's okay. It's fine. Go ahead.
And my grievance is you come up to a stop sign or a four-way stop, and you got somebody there. They're there before you. And they've got the right-of-way. You're in a four-way stop. They've got a right-of-way. They're supposed to go, but they're flagging you on. And so you stop because they have the right of way. They're people that do that screw up the whole flow of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's people trying to be nice and all this crap, but I'm like, maybe we should quit trying to be nice and just follow the rules of the road and do what we're supposed to do. We're in a car and get to an intersection and. You know, if you're going to make a left-hand turn, you get there before me, make the left-hand turn so I can go straight and not block me.
Got you, buddy. Hey, have a great weekend.
All right.
All right.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Oh, a dreaded frequent caller.
Right? I know. How dare I? My gratitude is for the frequent callers as well as the infrequent ones, the first-timers who really don't know the family that we've built, the over 400 members that have joined the KMBZ fan club, the 100-some-odd people who are part of the chat club or chat group that share constantly day in and day out and eclectic voices and opinions from all different, you know, imagine it, they're all part of it. It makes this whole thing just fun and enjoyable. It's one big family, and it's really great. So if you have a problem with us, you have a problem with one big family, and it's going to take a lot to bring us down.
And you guys also show up for going away parties.
That's right. We really are a big family, and I love everyone that's part of it. And I like that since we've started it, it has been that. It has been a good, fun place for everyone to come together and share their voices and take what we hear on air and delve deeper into the various topics of conversation. And it's been great. I love it so much.
Well,
so, yeah.
Mike, thank you for the continued support. I hope you know how much it means to all of us.
Well, that's good. And I know that there are people listening in the chat right now who agree as well. So yeah, thank you guys for everything you do and have a wonderful weekend.
You too, partner. Be well.
I have one more quick grievance.
Yeah, go ahead.
Since we've already opened the door to traffic grievances. When there's a rainstorm, as there was for the last 748,000 days,
mm-hmm.
And the light goes out, it becomes a four-way stop. And over the weekend, I had to cross a very busy street on a not-so-busy street many, many times. And every single time I had to play Frogger because these people were coming down the hill at 50 miles an hour. The light was out. And so there's no way that I'm ever going to get an indication for it's my turn to go. And so I just have to look at the top of the hill, a very steep hill. Okay, I'm clear. And then stomp on the gas.
Why weren't people stopping? I mean, I thought that was common knowledge.
I thought it was too until last weekend.
So maybe we need to expand and not start at 7:30, but start at 7 on Monday and go all the way till 8. And we can do zipper merges, roundabouts, and how to treat a stoplight when they're out.
And we'll throw in four-way stops just as a general consensus.
Heather, as well. Heather in North Kansas City, hello.
Hi there, how are you?
We're doing very well, thank you for asking.
Thank you for taking my call. So I have this idea. It might solve everybody's problems. Okay. When we were kids, we had School Rock, where it taught you, I'm just a bill on Capitol Hill. Mm-hmm. You know that, okay?
Of course.
So have some college students who are in media classes come up with some ideas of these catchy little songs that we can put together to help people remember how to do zipper merges, how to merge, how to do roundabouts, how to do four-way stops. And then maybe we can all kind of sing that song in our heads as we're driving around, and we will all then know how it all works.
Okay. That's a good idea, Heather. Have a great weekend. 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
All right, let's see if we can get everybody in before the end of the hour. Brian in Lawrence, welcome to Festivus Friday. Hello.
Yes, is this me?
If your name is Brian, yes, it is.
Okay, yep, it's Brian. I just had my phone turned down a little bit. We recently discovered that our ice machine wasn't working in our freezer, so the apartment complex we live in has a community ice machine that's in the lobby, and so I'm going down there and I'm filling some bowls up with ice, and I find something soft in there, and it turns out someone had put a bag of frozen raw chicken breasts in that ice machine. It was pretty gross.
Do we know why?
Do
you know why?
No. The apartment managers happened to be working still, so I showed it to them. They were horrified that somebody had done this. So I just got back from the store getting a bag of ice, and I thought, if this isn't a grievance, I don't know what is.
Right on, bro. Okay, man. Have a good weekend. BC, in Independence. I don't ever remember calling your initials, so you must be a first-timer.
No, sir. I called about the expired tags before.
Oh, okay.
But who hasn't? All right. But this one's totally different. I'm so sick of these. I was watching them crews that cut the grass along the highways the other day. There was four guys that were doing weed eating, two of them sitting on the back of the truck, two of them actually weed eating, but none of them picking up trash, and then the mowers run over that trash, and they just leave it. No one ever picks it up. So that trash is just, you know, what was a little bit of trash is now shattered into everything.
Like a McDonald's bag or something that is one piece of trash, but now it's 20 or 30.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's everywhere.
Huh.
But I'm wondering why the two guys sitting on the back of the truck were the weed eaters while the other two are weed eating. Why they can't have somebody go out there and pick up the trash first.
Hmm. That's a good grievance, man. Thank you, BC. And forgive me for not remembering that you had called in before.
Very quickly, if you are traveling south, on I-35 out of downtown, thank you to the caller who called in and said we missed something on traffic. We're happy to update this. There was a multi-vehicle crash right at I-35 and, oh, what is that cross street? Just past Roe. And it's backed up all the way to the Rainbow exit.
Good times. Kristen in Western Shawnee.
Yes. Hello, fellow Western Shawnee.
Hello. I hope the Grey Poupon is still at the store this evening.
Yes, plenty. Please pick some up today.
Go ahead.
I was going to add on to Heather's nice little Schoolhouse Rock kind of PSA idea for the zipper merge. We need like some click it or ticket kind of phrase, like, don't be a Scrooge. Let's zipper merge and move. You know you like it.
I love it. I'll see you at the store.
Have a lovely evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, you nerds.
Kevin.
Oh, God.
Kevin in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
All right. I got a grievance. I'm a truck driver, and talk about the weather and all the storms coming and happening stuff. When it's storming or raining outside in the daytime, cars have to turn their headlights on.
That is true.
Cannot see them in these rainstorms.
All right. Okay. Got you in, man. Kurt and Lenexa, it looks like you're going to get the last word, but you got to do it in less than 60 seconds.
I can do it. I have two cheers and one deer. Two cheers. First one is for Big Slick. I'm glad that they're back in town and promote Children's Mercy as big time as much. Number two, Carolyn Long from Channel 5. Congratulations on your retirement. Kansas City is going to miss you. Three, Elon Musk resigning as DOT. I don't really care, and life goes on. That's all.
Okay. He slipped a political one right under the radar there, didn't he?
I tried to warn you.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
I tried to warn you.
Celebrating birthdays today, CeeLo Green is 50. Winona Judd is 60.
CeeLo Green is 50?
You think he's younger than that or
I thought
older?
He was younger than that.
CeeLo Green is 50, and Winona Judd is 61. Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine is 61 as well. We got to run. Hey, the bonus hour is next. On behalf of our producer today, excuse me, something just got stuck in my throat. The finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host today, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Have a great weekend. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day, whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed,
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.